New research offers encouraging news on lung cancer. Doctors soon will be able to tell which patients will benefit, sometimes dramatically, from a new treatment. Experts say the finding is just the first in an expected series of advances in treating the leading cancer killer, NPR's Richard Knox reports.
Lung cancer is way overdue for some progress. Over the last 30 years, survival rates have hardly budged. Only 15% of lung cancer patients are still alive 5 years after the diagnosis. The new reports involve a drug to treat lung cancer that was actually approved a year ago. It's called Iressa. It didn't get much attention because only about 1 in 7 lung cancer patients benefit from it. But Dr. Thomas Lynch of Massachusetts General Hospital says cancer specialists took note.
So Iressa is the first targeted therapy for patients with lung cancer. It blocks signals that tell a cell to grow and tell a cancer cell to divide and multiply.
Lynch says some patients who take Iressa do amazingly well. Occasionally, even large tumors melt away. But it's hit or miss.
The biggest frustration with the initial experience with Iressa was that we didn't know who was going to respond.
Lynch and his colleagues had a hunch. Maybe patients who respond to Iressa have a mutation on their cancer cells that makes them susceptible to the drug. They were right, and they found that patients who don't respond to Iressa don't have that mutation. The discovery is reported online in the New England Journal of Medicine. It will allow doctors to identify who should get Iressa. Eventually, patients with the mutation might skip radiation, chemotherapy, and surgery and go directly to the once-a-day pill. A separate Boston team independently found the same mutation. Their report appears online in the journal Science. Dr. Matthew Meyerson is with Dana-Farber Cancer Institute and MIT's Broad Institute.
We found the mutations much more often in women. We found them more often in non-smokers. And we found them much more often in Japanese patients. Turns out that all of these groups are the groups who respond best to treatment with Iressa.
Meyerson's group is searching for drug targets in the great majority of lung cancer patients, mostly smokers and former smokers, who don't respond to Iressa. Dr. Harmon Iyer of the American Cancer Society thinks lung cancer caused by smoking will probably require designer drugs aimed at several targets.
In the future, we'll be combining multiple agents addressing different targeted pathways that are abnormal in cancer cell growth, and thus be able to control or kill those cells. So I'm optimistic about that future.
Lynch at Massachusetts General Hospital hopes good news about lung cancer will stir up new interest in the disease and more funding. Lung cancer kills more Americans by far than any other kind. But Lynch points out the government spends less than a tenth on lung cancer research than it does on breast or prostate cancer in terms of money per death.
The fact that lung cancer has been so ignored by the federal government and by physicians and by patients, by all of us, there's a certain feeling that, well, lung cancer patients smoked, they deserve what they get. I think that's absolutely absurd. No one deserves to get lung cancer.
The new research will benefit around 24,000 lung cancer patients. Later this year, doctors expect to have a test to tell who they are. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.